Welcome to the Kia to Catch Up podcast. My name is Jamie Jones, and in this episode, I want to talk about my reactions to React. This is from a newbie side. In my day job, we're actually using quite a lot of React in a new app that we're building. And so I thought it's a good place for me to kind of run into and give my thoughts, my experiences, etc., with React, because it is creating quite a stir, and for good reason. I think personally, it's pretty awesome. So before I really get started, so React, they say it's a JavaScript library for building user interfaces, and now this is built by Facebook, and they use it quite heavily in Facebook itself. There's a Chrome extension that you can get, which my boss showed me about the other day, and basically you can go and you just click on the little icon and it will show you everything that's a React component on the site. And surprisingly, Facebook was using a lot of React for various parts. I suppose it's not that surprising, but to see how much the interface is using React was quite amazing. But in saying that, like, the little tagline, a JavaScript library for building user interfaces, I think it's a little bit misleading, because yes, it does help you build user interfaces in a JavaScript environment, but it does a lot more than that. So it does all your asynchronous stuff. It does all these really, so things that you'd normally use something like Ember or Angular for, you essentially use React for. And the reason why I like this is that everything's treated as a component. So it's a single element, and it creates an actual element itself to use, and you kind of just are passing these things around. So it's very much like each of these components do a single thing. So for example, you could have a blog post component, and that actually just lists out a blog post. That's it. That's all it does is a blog post. It could be like a title, an image, and a link, and that's it. And you can nest that in another interface, which could be, say, a list of blog posts. You might have a component called blog posts, and it lists in that, and then you might have a sidebar component, which then brings that in. It's very, very Russian doll-like, and all you're doing is passing around props, state, and there was one other one. I cannot remember off the top of my head. As I said, I am still quite a newbie to React, but I'm actually quite loving it. But it's very, very simple in terms of concept, and it makes a lot of sense. I think where it's really going to make a lot, at least break down barriers, is for designers, so people who aren't full-on developers. So I fall into a bit of both categories there. I do back-end and front-end and design as well. But it makes sense. It's a very simple. The code itself kind of, and how it's structured, how you build things is, it just makes sense. There's no, you can't really complicate it unless you really try to complicate what you need to do. But getting started is a little bit tricky at the moment. There's because we're going from ECMAScript 5 to ECMAScript 6, sorry. So ES5 and ES6, there are some problems with documentation. Even the React docs itself are like ES5, but then you're seeing some are starting to be updated to ES6. So a little bit tricky there, and you'll find tutorials online which will show the ES5 version or the ES6 version. Now, you'd be thinking, well, why does that matter? Well, ES6 isn't supported by every browser yet, and that causes some issues. So you need to make sure you're using some kind of transpiler to convert that back to ES5. And there are syntax changes, and there's some little gotchas here and there between doing things in the ES5 way and the ES6 way, even if it is being transpiled back to ES5, if you're running ES6. So that's a little bit confusing when you're trying to get started. There's some things there that are a bit painful. But what really helped a lot, which I still need to go right through, I've only briefly gone through it, is React for Designers. They have a site there at reactfordesigners.com. They have an article. Basically, it's titled React.js Introduction for People Who Know Just Enough jQuery to Get By. And it's a very nice walkthrough and showing you what React can do and how to implement it in very easy steps, and it slowly gets more and more into it as you go. And I think they've done a really good article. They were showing you how to get started, so I definitely recommend checking it out. I've left some notes in the show notes there for that. Now, I think it solves a lot of issues. So With our implementation, we're using it inside and outside of Rails. So this is a little bit confusing because we originally were just going to make sure it's all outside of Rails. So our application that we're developing is a Rails application because that's what we know best and what suits this application the best to use, at least from our perspective. And we kept it separate because we had played around with Ember and things like that, and it didn't quite work, but we liked the idea of keeping it outside of the actual Rails application. So if we did need to split it out to its own application up front, we could. I can't go right into details about the implementation, but there's a good reason for it, and it makes sense. So we're using it out there. Now, there's some little tricky things, but essentially the answer to solve all of those is Webpack. So Webpack's like a compiler that runs through and does stuff to import your JavaScript, transpile them, and do a bunch of other stuff there. So if you are going to get into this, make sure you check out Webpack, and it will just save you a lot of headaches. Now, you can use it inside of Rails. Now, you could just include it normally how you would if you weren't using Rails, but there is actually a gem for this. That's called the React Rails gem. And it essentially allows you to bring it in. It just keeps all the assets out of the actual Rails app itself, so you're not including all these third-party libraries. It's all contained within the gem, which is nice, but it actually has a helper. Now, in this instance, I'm not using the helper, but it does make things a lot easier. There was a YouTube video I watched the other day, which it was from RailsConf 2015, actually, and they were showing you how to use React, so to take out a part of the site and turning it into using React for it. And now, this made a lot of sense to me because just prior to watching that video, I'd actually worked on with my boss abstracting a part of the functionality into React, which made my problem a lot easier to solve, and it really made sense. But having that React Rails gem made it very easy for me to get started with it because I hadn't got to set up any of the Webpack-based side of things and work out how I'm going to pull that in between the two apps. And it really did make that barrier to entry, at least on the Rails side, from a developer's point of view, very, very easy. And I really like that. But the thing that really got me, and this is what I really like about React, is you don't have to use it for your entire app. So I know, yes, with Angular and Ember, you can do this sort of the same, but React feels a lot, it feels like it kind of belongs, where some of them are a little bit like, yeah, we can push this in there and it will work. So for me, Ember really should be, it's a whole own app. You shouldn't just mix it in with, say, Rails or Laravel. It should be its own standalone front-end app. But React, kind of like Angular, I feel like, can just be placed in, but it's far, far easier to understand and get your head around than Angular. So in the video, which I highly recommend checking out, it shows an example of taking out a comment system in this Rails app that he's got and working from the bottom up instead of the top down. So where you'd normally be like, oh, we want to replace this whole feature and get it using React instead of whatever you're using before. It's kind of tricky if you want to start doing that. But working from the bottom down and going back up the stack makes a lot more sense. So I should probably put some context into this. So essentially, what he was doing was just taking out essentially the comment box, posting, like typing in your comment and clicking comment. That's all he was doing, just the comment box, no comments or anything like that itself, no rendering that, just the form. And he easily swapped that out just by doing some very basic stuff. And nothing changed, nothing visually changed. The actual functionality behavior didn't change as well. It all looked exactly the same. And once he got that bit, he did a little bit more and keep going back all the way up until the whole comment section was replaced by React. And you watch it, and this is done in a very short amount of time with very minimal code. And it was just, it was beautiful, and it solved a lot of headaches and also allowed them to implement some other features that were quite useful for the user in terms of usability. So it's quite nice. Now, as a newbie, it's a tricky one. I mean, there's a lot of JavaScript frameworks, you know, 2015 seems to be the time, or even a bit of 2014, seems to be the time for these rich client-side applications, which it doesn't suit every application, but it certainly makes things a lot easier, at least from if you're talking about the front-end designer's point of view. It does solve a lot of issues where you'd normally have to be moving a lot of markup around and stuff like that. But I think React is kind of wedging its way into a spot which makes sense to me when you don't want to go full-blown app. So say if I was going full-blown app, I might choose Ember, maybe. But if I want to put something into an existing application or it's just to enhance it, I think that's where React is shining. So as a newbie, if I was talking to another newbie to be who wanted to try out this stuff, I would highly recommend React. It's quite a nice framework in itself, at least to read and write. There are, of course, some quirks with the S5, ES6, but once you get around that, it's very, very simple. It's quick to pick up. I kind of feel like it's a little bit like my first time with WordPress. So once I understood the loop and a few other little templating concepts, that was it. You know, the rest was fairly easy in WordPress. The same with React. Once you understand how state works and how props works and then how you pass them in between each of the components that you create, the world's your oyster, essentially. So if you have any questions or even thoughts as a newbie or any anything you want to provide back to me to say, you know, you should check this out, or to anyone else, please leave a tweet at CodaCatchUp, leave a comment on CodaCatchUp.com, and we'll catch you at the next episode.